I'm very happy now to welcome Lisa Goldman. She is project manager for a new radio station. It's called KGZR-LP, which stands for Low Power FM. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Welcome you, and thanks for welcoming me.
So Low Power FM is one of those things that we sort of hear about sometimes. They issue new licenses once every 43 Groundhog Days or something. Like, I don't know what the schedule is, every once in a while.
Yes, they, in fact, this past year, they granted 1,200 licenses across the United States.
And that was a big deal.
It was a huge deal. And it's going to happen again. So there's always like a window of time where people, organizations, nonprofits can apply for an LPFM. And so Warehouse 21 applied for licensure and received it back in February.
And so this is something that's happening at Warehouse 21, and it's a project for the youth of Santa Fe to learn and practice their media skills.
Exactly. And what's really going to be great about this is that it'll be housed at Warehouse 21, so the actual radio station will be housed there. Our frequency is 98.9 FM, and because it's an LPFM, students, youth will be able to come in and create all kinds of content. And it's only, an LPFM only has about a radius of about 5.6 kilometers. So you're not really interfering with other stations. And that's really nice, too.
So you really can't be heard at all outside of city limits, and not even clear how much you can be heard everywhere within city limits. But where you can be heard, you can be a community voice for the young people who choose to listen. What kind of content do you think you'll have on it? I mean, is it a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week station?
Now, that's another great question. The neat thing about LPFMs is you don't have to be on 24/7. And that's really nice. In fact, what's great about this is that we can ease into it. So we're going to start by streaming first. And we might stream, 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day. And by streaming, anyone can listen. You don't have to be within those 5.6 kilometers or so. And as far as content, we're going to be hopefully training youth, those that are already there, working with Warehouse 21 and Ground Zero Radio, as well as hopefully the Santa Fe Public Schools, where students will be able to create content such as interviews, panel discussions, and especially music. Since we're going to be, Warehouse 21 is partnered up with Berklee School of Music, right there already.
Berklee School of Music in Boston?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So we have the Berklee School of Music working with Warehouse 21, so students will be learning skills, musical skills, at Warehouse 21, and thus we can now even air some of the work that they'll be doing.
Now, Warehouse 21 is a place where young musicians can also practice and hone their craft.
Yes. Yep.
What kind of sound do you have coming out of the warehouse?
Boy, it's all over the place as far as musical sound.
Yeah.
Well, I've been away a couple years. I left for a while, and when I came back, it's still everything from hip-hop to alternative rock to trance and dance, everything. And what's going to be great is that KGZR Ground Zero Radio will be able to showcase local young musicians and as well as regional musicians. So it's going to be just a plethora of great youth-driven music and youth-driven ideas and content. Yeah.
How did this all come to be? Warehouse has obviously had all sorts of youth programs, and Ground Zero Radio has been based there for a while. But the idea of doing a low-power FM?
It's funny. I was sort of brought into this out of the blue by Anna Reinhart, who is the executive director of Warehouse 21, and Donna DiBianco, who's sort of the radio goddess. That's her, radiogoddess.com.
Yeah, she's an not old person, but she's been at it for a really long time.
She's
and has
amazing.
An amazing radio voice.
She's amazing. And she and Anna called me up and said, we're in the midst of this. We need your help. Because Donna is all over the country helping 1,200 different LPFMs get off the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so she's traveling everywhere. So I was kind of brought in while everything was starting to happen. The license was granted back in February, and so really nothing has been going on, and it needed to get going, because you only have 18 months to get this thing up and running. So I was brought...
Otherwise, you use it or lose it.
You lose it. Yeah. And you can file for an extension, but there's a whole protocol around that as well that I won't go into.
Right, right.
So I was kind of brought in the middle of this to help manage the project and get us going, get the right equipment, and fundraise. So I just came on board to help with this not even maybe a month ago.
So it's KGZR LP. LP stands for Low Power FM. And are the kids excited?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, those that know about it are very excited. But what we're trying to do is get the word out because of, again, the fundraising component. We're going to have a benefit. We're calling it a benefest. And we're going to have a benefest. This is so cool. On September 26th, which is a Friday evening, starting at 6:30, and we're having four bands. And one of the bands is out of Seattle, a couple are out of Albuquerque, and we've got The Sticky is going to headline with Amy Lindquist and gang, and they're all doing this pro bono so that we can raise funding to get us streaming, to get us on the air and at least streaming. So we're pretty geeked about it. And it's a labor of love. We're geeked. We're super geeked.
Well, more to come. Eventually, you will be on the web at kgzr.org, or how does that work?
Well, what's going to happen right now is if people want to find out more about it, they can still go to warehouse21.org.
Uh-huh.
And we're creating a new website. David Tardy from Hutton Broadcasting is creating a new website. And on the Warehouse 21 website, there will be a link to the KGZR LP FM. From that point, we will be creating our own website, which then people can go to, they can donate, etc. But in the meantime, if they want to know more about this, they can go directly to warehouse21.org.
Lisa Goldman, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.